Welcome back to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. We're going to be talking about entrepreneurial myths today, and no better person in studio to interview than Perry Kamel. I really see Perry as SME for Africa, truly, in terms of her knowledge of entrepreneurs. Perry, before we get into the detail of what it's about, introduce yourself to the audience.
Definitely. So first, it's a pleasure to be here with you today. And my name is Perry Kamel. I am the SME person in Microsoft. I do the business development piece for SMEs. In that role, I think I try as much as possible to meet SMEs, to engage with them, understand their challenges, and help them develop just a little bit with technology.
Yes, exactly. And I've really been working alongside with Perry on some of these projects, and truly she engages with SMEs. And that's why today she's the right guest to share with us. Yeah. What are some of these myths that you come across with SMEs, right?
Yeah.
As you meet them, and you travel, really, you travel Africa a lot. I often ask you, do you even have a home? Because you are always in the air.
Yeah, so I try to say that the home is that, in that context, is the plane, which is now very comfortable for me.
Yeah.
As long as you do, really, as long as you do what your heart goes for, I think you will never feel that you're tired, you will never feel that you're sleepless, you will never feel all of these things.
That is fantastic.
And I think the passion that I get from meeting SMEs on a daily basis, the one who believes these myths or not, I think I get very energized.
Yes, exactly.
So jumping maybe to the topic.
Right.
I believe that, okay, so let's start by one of those myths, risk taking.
Yes.
Yeah. So risk taking is like, people just try to say that whether you are a risk taker or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would not address it from that point of view at all.
Yeah.
Because I would say that, okay, so that's a human trait, whether you have it or not. But I would say that the way you deal with the risk and how you fall out of the risk is what you need to be prepared with as an entrepreneur, let alone with a person. But I think because in the entrepreneurship space, you need to be more agile in your thinking.
Yes.
You fall fast, you get up fast.
Yes, exactly.
And then you experience the momentum of how you get out of the risk and how you prove a point to pass it and go through the next phase or the next project or the next idea or the next way to move forward.
Yes.
So I think the myth has it when they say that entrepreneurs has to be risk takers. No, I would say it's not about that.
Yeah.
It's really how you absorb this risk.
The risk, exactly. Yeah. So when it comes your way, how you absorb it and deal with it.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's great. That's really great insight. So for those entrepreneurs out there who feel like you have to be a very big risk taker all the time, I don't think you'll get away from the risk.
Yeah.
But you say when it comes,
embrace it. It would be a much even, I would say it's a dialogue between yourself and the risk, kind of. Okay, so try to see what is this risk hinting to you to change, whether in your idea or in your business model or the market that you focus on or the segment that you focus on. And I think combining this and moving forward is what we think is the right thing to do for our entrepreneurs.
Yeah, that is absolutely great advice. What about this myth of you have to have startup capital?
So you really think that I should answer that or I would give it back to you?
but what are your thoughts?
So like I think, okay, so they tell you that, okay, if we address the market in general from the point of access to finance.
Yes.
I would say that around you will find a lot of entities, a lot of VCs, a lot of even organizations who care about financing SMEs.
Yeah.
So I don't think that the money is the problem. It's not the money. It's not how you find the money or who has the money. Is within yourself and with your business, you feel that you can earn this money based on how strong or how powerful your idea or your business is.
Yes.
I think that's the point that I will rely on at the beginning.
Yes.
I think what is interesting, and I think I will throw it back to you.
Yes.
I think what is interesting in how is how in your daily business, how are you growing your business in an efficient, not going towards bankrupt kind of situation.
Yes.
That's what I would say is much more interesting to tackle.
Mm.
So whether there is money in the market or not, that's not debatable.
Mm.
Are you powerful enough to receive that money or not? That's the question that all entrepreneurs needs to tackle or needs to answer for them within themselves, even to be able to pitch their story, to come on board at a VC meeting and represent themselves and their business as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the next phase, I would say, would be when you are more mature as a business and how you manage that. How you go even into creating more partnerships or you enter the market differently through distribution or through partners. And then you allow yourself a momentum of having a cash that supports that.
Exactly.
That's what I would
say. I fully agree with you. And I think your point is so true on... It's not about the money, but it's what you do with it.
Yes, exactly.
And we find the same. And I'll use an example of in my little business, there was a project that came with a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And this project almost created bankruptcy for me.
Yeah.
Because it was not, what I learned after was it was not about the money.
Yeah.
It was how, and it was in a partnership at the time, how we utilized that money.
Okay.
So I think this myth, you're so right. Mm. You don't always have to have money. It's not about that. It's about what you do with it at the beginning and then getting through the next 18 to 36 months whilst your business builds.
Yeah.
And then getting into real good operational and financial efficiencies to keep the money going.
I totally agree.
So I love how you said that. So SMEs, that's really good advice. It's not about the money, as Perry says. It's about what you actually do with it. Do entrepreneurs know when to quit?
Okay. So I will take that back from a human trait perspective.
Yes.
Okay. So you can be a quitter by nature or not, right?
Yes.
So that's a human trait.
Yes.
Okay. But again, what are we quitting exactly?
Mm.
So if I think from a personal perspective, you need to be true to yourself about something.
Yes.
One thing.
Yes.
Which is the goal.
Right.
So the entrepreneur, usually when he thinks, he doesn't need to think about the goal is the business plan.
Yes.
Okay. Or the how he describes the business.
Yes.
No. The goal is the dream. So the goal is to be successful.
Exactly.
The goal is to be, I think, I'll take an example. I'll be the number one provider in the manufacturing space in my country.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Right.
And then if I tackle the dream has nothing to do with the business plan. It has nothing to do with the partnerships that I wanted to do. It has nothing to do with the which VCs am I going to pitch for. It has nothing to do with how tools am I going to use.
Yes.
All of these are variables. So if I quit any of these things or I change, modify any of these things, that's not quitting.
Yeah.
So that's also a myth that they think, I signed up for doing it this way and it didn't work. So then I need to either find a decision of I quit or not.
Yeah,
but that's not the scenario.
Yeah.
The scenario is I will never quit the dream of being the number one provider.
Mm.
But I will quit some of the ways I was using in order to arrive to that, whether ways, tools, thoughts, etc., that are not working well.
Yeah.
And I will go back and link this one to the first myth, which is the risk taking.
Right.
Is how agile I am into adapting and understanding that this is not the right way to do it.
Yes.
Let's go out of this, if we consider this quitting.
Yes.
And then go back and do it differently.
Different route.
So I would say that quitting is, let me put it in a very nice way, we are quitting the bad habits in order to go and find the good ones in order to arrive to the goal.
I absolutely love that. So entrepreneurs don't know when to quit. Perry has just demystified that myth for us. It's not about the quitting.
Yeah.
That's not what you, it's about pivoting, repositioning, and then taking the track that gets you to your dream.
I totally agree. Yeah.
I love what you're saying. So myth three has just been busted.
We killed it.
We killed it. Entrepreneurs don't know when to quit. It's not about the quitting. It's about repositioning. This thing where people say entrepreneurs need to be extroverted leaders to be able to be an entrepreneur. What do you think about that?
Okay, so maybe I will start with, okay, what is the definition of an introvert?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So people always think that an introvert is a person who stays with himself all the time in a room. He's most of the time lonely. And he does
no friends.
Yeah, and he doesn't have friends. He doesn't have people to talk to. And he doesn't like to talk to people. That's the first myth before coming to that.
Yes.
And then an introvert, in simple, very simple terms, is a person who finds his energy from within.
Yeah.
So we can call him more a self-motivator, a self-assurance kind of person. So he's a person who gets everything from within and gets it outside.
Yes.
When he gets it outside, whether it's an idea or a way of doing things, etc., he becomes, in a way, an extrovert because he needs to deal with people in order to communicate about it.
Right.
So just setting this straight.
Yes.
I feel that being an introvert or an extrovert does not change at all whether you are a good or bad
or
entrepreneur. And we have a lot of examples who have been techies, for example, and I'll come back to technologies.
Yeah.
So Bill Gates has been by definition an introvert.
Yes.
He sits by himself, create the best idea in the world, and then you have hell of a followers.
Yes, exactly.
And then when you see that, it's not someone who does not want to connect with people, because Bill was connecting with each and every person, whether in the ecosystem or within the organization, within Microsoft. So I would say that, and that's a very like a very good picture of how an introvert acts.
Yes.
I would say that like being connecting is a very important topic.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with being introvert or extrovert.
Right.
Connecting, and by connecting, I mean connecting to the ecosystem.
Yeah.
Connecting, like having a sense to belong to an entity or an organization or a group of people or the overall maybe role players in the ecosystem. Connecting is important because acting in silos is the right is the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And then if the myth was about meaning that acting in silos does not make you successful, then it is right.
Yes. Okay? Yes. Yes.
So that's
what
I would say about.
I love what you're saying. So if I can summarize what you're saying is, first get the definition of an introvert versus extrovert right. It doesn't mean that an introvert would not speak to people. They just get their energy differently.
Yes.
That's the first point. And then the second point is, when those introverts design, develop things, they are very comfortable then to share that.
Yes.
Externally.
Definitely.
They're still comfortable with that. So what you're saying is, it's not about being introverted or extroverted at all. It's
about, are you
connecting or not?
Exactly. Mm. That's the main point, I believe.
Mm. I love that. And the importance for connecting for SMEs, we've spoken about it before. We cannot reiterate it enough. Because we, as you said, we do not live in silos.
Yeah.
And if you do live in silos, your business will just die a slow death.
Yeah.
With time.
Totally agree.
So I love that. And then this last myth that we're going to talk about, that you must have a business plan. What are your thoughts?
So very old school.
Exactly.
I think.
Exactly.
So very old school entrepreneurs used to have a business plan. And I think it was a mandate that was built across the years, coming from whether VCs or big companies who acquire entrepreneurs,
yes,
or who who are interested to buy the ideas of entrepreneurs. Yeah. I would say more towards a business plan has different components.
Right.
I would say that the right components are as follows. The big idea.
Yeah.
How are we going to make this idea work?
Yes.
We need to do two things. Find the mediums.
Yeah.
And create a business model.
Yes.
That involve all the mediums that we thought of.
Yes.
So these mediums might be online mediums like social,
yeah.
might be physical mediums like physical partnerships,
right.
might be distributing it from a geo-expansion perspective in another country like yours.
Yeah.
So all of these are mediums. But then you need to have a business model that is very clear to yourself and is very clear to your channel or to your mediums in order to make this idea go through.
Got it.
I would say that, of course, the business intelligence, the information that I can get about the segment or the sector I'm working with is good to have.
Yeah.
But we all know that these business intelligence information are very hard to find, especially in Africa.
Exactly.
So I would say that equip yourself well with your experience, with what you face on the ground on a daily basis.
Yes.
But then have a very clear-cut business model.
Yeah.
That in order for yourself not only to be clear on your goals, but to be able to pitch it well to others.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say.
Yeah.
Not go into the projection of a business plan since the beginning. It will come. There is a moment when you 100%. Will mature and it will come.
100%.
You will find yourself as an entrepreneur saying, and this is going to lead me to where I wanted to start with. So I understand that, but don't go into big business plan that stays in your desk for long years without execution.
Exactly. Perry, you are so right. We've worked with, just last week, there was an entrepreneur who called and said they really want to start a business. So we said, what is it about? To try and get them through understanding if the idea will work or not. And the guy kept on saying to me, but I need help to write a business plan.
Yeah.
I need help. So I asked him, why do you need a business plan? You don't even know if the idea will work yet, right? So I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because that plan goes and puts in a drawer and it's the end of it. So I really like that. There is another piece that I just wanted to mention on the business model. We saw a research a couple of months ago where they looked at SMEs who are successful versus SMEs who are not.
Yeah.
And they could draw a direct link in failure to those with flawed business models.
Wow.
Those who had, that's why I absolutely love your point, those who had good business models had a higher probability of success than those who did not.
Yeah, because usually when you think of a business model, you think of the model that is going to make you gain customers on a daily basis.
Yes.
That's a business
model.
Versus a business plan is a document that tells you the bigger picture about how you penetrate the market.
Yeah.
The bigger picture is good, but you need to find out the model first in order to arrive to the bigger picture while building things together, especially for entrepreneurs, in order to arrive to this bigger picture.
Yes, absolutely. I absolutely love that. So good news, entrepreneurs, you do not need to write the 30-page business plan in the beginning.
Yeah.
It will come with good time, as you say.
Yeah.
So to wrap on the five myths, it's been absolutely fascinating, Perry.
Same for me.
You don't have to be a risk taker.
No.
You don't. The myth of you must have startup capital, not true.
Not at all.
Entrepreneurs don't know when to quit. We've busted that myth.
Yes.
Right?
We did, yeah.
They all have to be extroverted. We've killed
that. Not
at
all.
And you must have a business plan. You explained very clearly we don't.
Yeah.
Need a business plan. I hope that you've enjoyed the session as much as we did. It's been absolutely fascinating. And remember that. Those who are thinking of starting a business, go and look at this video again and again, and I promise you, you need that indoctrination, because you do not have to be the things that the world thinks you to be. You can just go and start the business. Until next time, thank you, Perry.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.